USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The United States will respond decisively to any aggression against U.S. troops in the Middle East. So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, telling reporters Monday following the attacks by Iranian-backed militant groups in Jordan that left three American service members dead and dozens injured. Blinken said the U.S. response against Iran could be multi-leveled and sustained over time. President Biden is facing calls to federalize members of Texas's National Guard as the federal government continues to oppose Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who controls the state's southern border. Governor Abbott emphasizes to Fox News where he stands in case President Biden chooses to try and do so.
If Joe Biden federalizes our National Guard, that would be the biggest political blunder that he could make. And that's why I think he will not do it. That said, of course, I am prepared in the event that they do make such a blunder to make sure that Texas will be able to continue to secure our border.
This as the Biden administration is urging House Republicans to support the forthcoming bipartisan border deal expected from the Senate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the deal incorporates the actual policy changes previously expressed by House Republicans.
The bipartisan agreement that they're coming forward with are things that House Republicans have said, and Republicans more broadly said they wanted. They have said over and over again, this is what they want to see.
This follows House Speaker Mike Johnson's recent remark that the deal is likely to face opposition in his chamber, citing its perceived inadequacy. President Biden asserted that the evolving agreement represents the toughest and fairest set of reforms for securing the U.S. border, highlighting its inclusion of presidential authority to close the border. He emphasized his commitment to exercising that authority on the day of signing the bill into law. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A South Carolina judge has denied the request of convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh for a new murder trial after he alleged the clerk of courts in the county tampered with a jury before they reached their verdict last year. Chief Justice Gene Toll making the decision, saying the jury obeyed the instructions of the court and took their assignment seriously. Murdaugh's attorney Dick Harpulian reacting to the decision outside the courtroom.
We agree, the court agrees, that Becky Hill attempted to influence these jurors, that she made these statements. With the facts resolved, the only issue is what is the law? And as Judge Toll said, that is unsettled.
An explorer believes they've found a plane that's been missing for over 80 years. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
A South Carolina-based ocean exploration company thinks they may have found Amelia Earhart's missing plane that she disappeared in 1937. Deep Sea Vision's CEO Tony Romeo said he believes that the airplane-shaped object that his company captured in a sonar image is Earhart's Lockheed 10E Electra. She was trying to become the first woman to fly completely around the globe when she disappeared on July 2nd of 1937. She was last seen in Papua New Guinea and disappeared near Howland Island in the Pacific Ocean.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.